Hi Mama, today I'm celebrating episode 50 of the podcast and I want to thank you for listening and for your support. It really means so much to me and I'm so glad you're here. So I think this celebration today is a good excuse for us to talk about loving exactly where you're at right now. I, for example, could be checking podcast charts and rankings and wanting to be further along and wishing for a boost to get me in front of more people so I can help more stay-at-home mums. I could be reaching and telling myself all the ways it's not yet enough. Or I can choose to focus on all the incredible women I've reached in 11 different countries now and what we are willing and able to create in the world when we believe that we are enough. So let's go. Hi Mama and welcome to Stay at Full Motherhood. Do you want to be present with your kids and light yourself up pursuing your passion without adding more to your plate? Are you tired of waiting for one day when to finally have time for you? Are you sick of making decisions dictated by your to-do list and still struggling to get it all done? I'm Jo, mum of three and life coach for stay-at-home mums, and I spent 7 years telling myself everything else had to get done first before I could start the blog I'd always wanted. I believed there just wasn't enough time for me and that even if there was, I'd struggle to have the energy and focus to do it anyway. Until I found a way to stop being busy doing all the things and instead prioritise getting what matters done. And now I'm sharing what I've learned with you. So take a deep breath in, remind yourself you're worth the effort, and breathe into your knowing that you are capable of everything you decide you want for yourself. Let's go. So as stay-at-home mums, we're often stuck in this cycle of waiting to get through things so that we can get to everything being better on the other side. I've talked many times on here about how we do this with time, telling ourselves we will have more of it once the kids are all in school, and conveniently taking our own responsibility for what we do with our time completely out of it. And I want to talk today about the example of weight loss because this is something I've been focused on for the last year and a bit. So I lost the weight I wanted to lose last spring, summertime, and then I broke my toe in the autumn and I gained the weight back. And now I'm almost back to where I want to be again. So I know that we can be so focused on getting there to where we want to be that that becomes all we can see in our minds. We don't even give a thought to what happens next once you've seen that number that you want on the scale. I think there really is this tendency to believe that there will be some big life-altering moment of celebration. You feel great and you're so proud of what you've achieved, that you achieved exactly what you set out to do. But then you're inevitably faced with the fact that the work now begins to actually maintain that weight. So this really is about a commitment to a new way of eating and exercising that you're going to live into for life. It's not just a short-term goal that your brain can get on board with as only temporary. Which is why here, where you are now, is actually no different to there, where you're trying to get to. It's not better or worse, it just is. It's neutral and that neutrality can either scare you or it can feel very calming and freeing in the lack of a need for you to grasp at it and to strive for it and to wish to be anywhere other than where you are right now. So we are living it now, no matter what the number on the scale actually says, and we can choose to love it or hate it or to feel neutral about it, or to be anywhere in between. It really is a choice we get to make. So this is one of the many reasons why we can choose to let go of our past when we're looking at achieving what we want for our lives right now. I certainly had many, many thoughts based on past experiences of losing weight, that, for example, it takes months to lose even small amounts, or that losing weight takes a lot of time. And it's easy to let that dictate our feelings about an experience we're having now. It's almost like starting out with frustration from day one and an expectation that things will just be hard. But I love this quote from Wayne Dyer, which illustrates so clearly why our past has nothing to do with what we're creating now as the person we are right now. He said that we can see any experience we have as like being on a boat. The wake that forms as it moves through the water is nothing more than the trail that's left behind. It has no power to actually drive the boat. So any trail, any history you have, does not have the power to drive your life now unless, and I quote, you convince yourself that this is the case. And I think this is just so powerful because we're always telling ourselves things like, this is just who I am based on how we've reacted to things in the past. But this is never true. Even if you had, say, procrastinated on 100% of occasions in the past, which I'm willing to bet would not be the case, that does not mean that your identity is a procrastinator and that you will procrastinate in this present moment now. Because you always, always have the power to choose the emotion that's going to drive your actions in the here and now. It's not your past that drives you or fuels you. Your past is just the wake that trails behind and has nothing to do with your success in creating what you want now. And so too are our thoughts about what's currently missing in our lives not true. In the sense that what we want is not something separate to us or missing from us at all. We are the ones that felt that desire in our bodies and have felt that same desire again and again since the first moment it dropped in. That thing that you want is very much a part of your life now because it's a part of you. And therefore, we all already hold that thing in our hands. We might not yet be ready to see it, but we are the only ones stopping ourselves from having the experience of living it now. So just remind yourself, why would that desire come to me in the first place if it wasn't meant for me in some way, if I wasn't always intended to create it? Anything is possible for you, truly, and it starts with being willing to try one thing today that you experience in your body, that your body is telling you to do. So that might be eating a new healthy meal or trying a new movement practice or workout. It might be going to bed when your body tells you it's tired or reading a book with your kids that you love because the illustrations are just so beautiful and therefore having a night off from the book you're supposed to be reading for school. When you give yourself permission to do this, when you give yourself the chance to stick to a promise you've made to yourself over the giving that you're usually doing for other people, and when you give yourself the chance to experience how this feels in your body, that's when you start to trust that you know what's meant for you and why you're here and what you've been meant to do all along. There is no time to start other than right now. And it starts for you the minute you decide that you are willing to move. Okay, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for celebrating with me. If you would like coaching on taking that first step on the path you've always known you're meant to be on, sign up for a free discovery call at my website, joyfulmamacoaching.com. That's joyful with two L's, M-A-M-A. Okay, it's time for me to go dance in the kitchen to this week's song, which is Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day. I love this song because I don't believe our dreams are ever broken. They just keep on evolving. And each step we take is the next right step towards where we were always meant to be. Okay, I hope you'll go play it and dance to it too. Till next Tuesday, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.